CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out. Track down some audio.
Yes, we've got the piece of audio of a cricket commentator. Apparently these guys are from a place called the Alternative Commentary Collective, and essentially they call themselves a galaxy of cricketing cult heroes, has-beens and never-will-bes banded together in an online cricket commentary team.
Right, okay. And the States have picked up this story and
yeah, it's gone everywhere. Yeah, it's gone viral. One of the guys during the New Zealand versus Australia match that was on recently was meant to be getting a vasectomy, and he was booked in to get this vasectomy, and he's decided that that's not going to keep him from giving this commentary to the people.
So dedicated to his craft.
It's so dedicated.
So did he, I mean, with the vasectomy, you have to go into a hospital for that, but did he bring the surgeons to him?
No, so he's in the hospital, but he's on the phone.
Right.
And someone's filming him whilst he's getting a vasectomy, and he's calling this game
at the same
over
time.
The phone whilst he's watching the game on another phone.
Now, this is a way of making cricket interesting for you, Bree, you know?
Oh, now I'm interested. You've hooked me.
If Mark Tubby Taylor was getting a vasectomy on Channel 9, would you not tune in?
Oh, definitely.
Exactly.
I'd like to see that.
Well, let's hear how it
let's
go
hear
down.
A snippet of the audio.
Let's do this, Jase. Here comes Hazelwood into Neesham on 48. Neesham down the pitch, over mid-wicket for six. That's his 50. 50 for Neesham at Eden Park. What an innings from him. Hazelwood now, none for 35, and I can't feel my balls.
So is that the footage is pretty funny.
Is that good?
You need to look at the video.
I'll post that up on our Facebook page.
It would get pretty confusing, though, if he's getting a vasectomy and he's trying to call a cricket match.
Yes.
You know, it could get very confusing.
Yeah,
he calls out stuff like, new balls! What is he talking about? I don't know.
You would have to pre-word up the person doing the surgery, right? So it'd be like, no matter what I say here,
it's not related to the surgery. For God's sake.
It's not a reflection of what's going on down there.
Maybe
right?
Some Red Bulls.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Have you ever thought to yourself, when you're on Tinder, oh, I'd love it if an orangutan came up on the screen?
Never. I've never thought that.
You've never thought, oh, although, I'd like to change it up.
I've seen a few guys flick through Tinder, and they flick so quick, you would go, human, yep.
Orangutan.
Yep. Human.
They're calling it ting-a-tang.
Ting-a-tang for orangutans. Now look, this is actually quite cool when you look at it. It's a Dutch zoo, and the orangutan is Samboja, I believe is the name of the orangutan, a female orangutan.
Yeah, and they're trying pretty much a form of Tinder to increase the breeding chances of the female orangutan.
Yeah, so they've got an iPad. The orangutan then decides who they like on the Tinder app.
Yeah.
Exactly like Tinder.
They show
all these.
They show
orangutans.
Her male orangutans from around the world, and then she decides, and she can swipe left or right whether she likes them or not.
Because the thing is, a lot of the time when they try and mate these orangutans, they fly them in, like you said, from all over the world. So you don't want an orangutan to come all the way from Singapore and then
get rejected.
But what these orangutans don't know about Tinder is that they never match what they actually look like in their pics.
I mean, they get there and it's a rhino.
That's what I mean.
You know, you never know what you're going to get.
I mean, Samboja, they might fly this orangutan in and then Samboja goes, oh,
not a silverback.
God, you look nothing like your pictures.
You look like a gorilla, literally.
Like that time when, you know, like you might judge someone just based on their weird knees like you did to that person that
all
you met
right.
up with that one time.
All right. You that got, wasn't. He had a weird voice.
Okay, so weird knees, weird voice, and you turned him away, the poor guy. I feel sorry for it. It's a tough world, this dating.
I don't judge people that much.
What? Just by their knees, and their
come on.
But look, interesting. I mean, it is a tough dating game, even for animals out there. So what?
Like you tried to say that so seriously.
Well, no, look at the picture. Look at the orangutans looking straight into the laptop.
Yeah.
And the lady trying to help them pick their partner. I mean, it's a beautiful thing that they're trying.
Oh, it's a tough game. Apparently, though.
It's a beautiful thing they're trying to do. It's a Dutch zoo, by the way. It's happening in a Dutch zoo.
There's a few bits and pieces that needs tweaking because they've tried to give the orangutan, what's her name?
Samboja.
Samboja.
From what I'm reading on the screen. It might be said in another way, but Samboja.
They've tried to give her the iPad a couple of times and she's just threw it.
Is that for real?
That's for real. And so now they're trying to develop an iPad that is strong enough to not break when they give it to them.
Right. Well, anyway.
Can you imagine a Tinder profile for an orangutan? I like picking my own bum, ants, and going out with multiple girls.
And I'm telling you, a guy would still swipe right on that.
I was going to say, it sounds like most guys' profiles on Tinder.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
I'm going to put it out there again. Because there has to be a reason behind the supermarkets putting Easter eggs in this early.
Do they think no one will notice?
In January, I swear it gets earlier every year. I know I say that every year, but it went from Christmas stuff straight into Easter stuff. And when's Easter? Mid-April.
So it's been, they had them in January.
Right.
So they've got the Easter eggs from January to what? April. So January, very much.
So almost three months.
Too long.
Wouldn't they go off? If no one's buying an Easter egg, wouldn't they have to chuck a whole bunch of stuff out? Or are the Easter eggs in the supermarket now the leftover ones from last year? Can they carry it over and go, let's just get rid of this stuff?
No,
they can't do that?
No.
I would at my supermarket. Don't come to my supermarket if
your
ever.
Your supermarket would be like an even dodgier Aldi.
You can't. They're not dodgy, are they? I love Aldi.
Mm.
No, they're good. I don't mind them. Good cheap stuff. 13, 12, 16, I'm going to put it out there now. I'm trying to get in the minds of these supermarkets to find out who's actually buying Easter eggs. 13, 12, 16, simple. Have you bought an Easter egg? And look, no calls, which is fine, and I know it's not to do with our show or anything, because if I said I had tickets to the reptile park, you watch the lines light up. You know what I mean? Like, they come through.
It
just means no one's buying an Easter egg.
Just goes to, they're filling up a whole entire aisle with Easter egg products.
Yeah.
That they could be putting other stuff out there on the shelves that people are actually buying. Like, I don't think anyone's actually buying them.
Why don't they focus on Valentine's Day, which is coming up Feb 14.
That'd be smart.
Put all the heart and the lovey kind of stuff. And then move into, you know, I could cop it kind of mid-Feb, maybe, you know. What I do for Easter is I wait till the day after Easter, and then I get all the eggs for a quarter of the price, and then we have Easter on the next day.
This whole break, all everyone has learned is just how cheap you are.
No, it's
life hacks. I love Aldi. It's very cheap. No, I get all my Easter eggs the day after Easter because they're cheap.
It's life hacks, guys. You can take them and use them in your everyday life. It's
Be
up to
cheap,
you.
Be cheap like Gaunsey.
Exactly. Get ahead financially. The calls have now come through with the Easter egg experiment, Bree.
I've just spoken to Shelley off air and she's got a confession.
Well, let's get Shelley on. Morning, Shell.
Morning, Shell.
Good morning.
What have you done?
Oh, you have, if they're sitting there, you have to eat them. You have to buy them.
So you see them in the supermarkets in January. In January, and you've bought a couple and they're already gone.
Yeah, because the thing I have a New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight, and then Easter eggs come out, so then I have to wait till after April.
Oh,
see what you're doing, guys? You're messing up Shelley's New Year's resolution.
The supermarkets really aren't helping the fitness cause when the chocolate goes in Jan. What about you, Adam?
Yeah, I've bought some already. I buy them within probably about a week ago.
What's the benefit, though? Are they cheaper right now? You're storing them away for
Easter?
They'll
turn into that weird white stuff on them by Easter.
No good, mate.
Nah, they don't last that long. No, I never get good eggs to begin with, so I buy myself the Easter eggs, hide them for my kids, and then eat them when they're asleep.
Good tactic.
So
I like it.
Yeah.
What's your take on the supermarkets putting them in this early in January? I mean, it's pretty early.
It is early, but, I mean, they put up Christmas decorations early, so, you know, more on Easter.
It's just to bring in some extra cash. That's what it's about. Because you're going to have people that are going to say exactly like us, oh, it's so early, and then there's going to be people that go...
They're playing on our temptations, aren't they?
I do like Easter eggs, though.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
We spoke about yesterday at this time, February, something producer Rach and I are getting involved with this year, where... girls are growing their hair out on their legs, some people's underarms, producer H, all in aid to raise money to fight violence against women and domestic violence in this country.
Which is, it's a great cause that they're supporting.
Super good. And we thought people have been interested in getting involved, and we thought we'd put the call out there to see if you want to be a part of the Hairy Canaries.
You don't like the name?
Gaunsey's calling us.
It's your campaign. You can change the name. I just think Hairy Canaries... works.
If you think your boyfriend or your husband would let you be a part of it, we'd love to hear from you, 13, 12, 16,
come
to be
on,
a
ladies.
Part of it. Come
it's
on.
Easy.
Get on board. I'd rather do this, to be honest, than shave my head bald.
Well, there you go.
I could never shave my head bald, but I'm willing to grow the hair out on my legs for a month.
Well, here's the thing. This gives you an excuse to not have to shave. I mean, my fiancée Jamie's always saying to me, oh, God, I got to shave my legs again. Charity.
Perfect.
Just turn around and go, well, I'm doing it as part of a great cause. So it's very similar to Movember, just the lady edition.
The lady side of it.
But we're looking for ladies, 13, 12, 16, to be a part of the Hairy Canaries and raise this money. But we got a call yesterday from Joe, who listens to our show on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Morning.
You want to be a part of the Hairy Canaries?
You know what? I'm happy to grow my hair on my legs out.
Okay.
Not underarms?
I go to the gym, so that's... Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, things could get awkward.
Put
for
a T-shirt
you.
On.
Yeah, and because I do the charity work, I don't want to make people think I'm a bit weird.
Yeah, because you're a part of a group here on the coast, right?
Yeah, I am. So I'm part of a group called We Care Uniting, and we run out of the Tukul Uniting Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we help mums and the children as well. At the moment, we mainly focus on baby items and helping families with getting them the mums' nappies, cots, prams, because if they're in a domestic violence situation, they have to up and leave straight away.
Well, we would love to help out. At the end of this month, producer Rach and I, whatever money we raise, we'd love to donate it to you guys.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Oh, no, we're going to do our best. We're going to get people on board this, and we're going to do our best to raise as much money as we can, and we're going to donate it to you guys over there at We Care Uniting.
Oh, that would be, because we're actually just, there is a place on the, I can't say where, but there is a place where women go as well, just for women.
Yes.
But they do have the children there as well. So if we can give money to support them, and there's a lady that runs courses and gives help to women directly with the domestic violence as well. So
anything we can do to help out these 100%. Ladies who are going through a hard time, we're happy to help.
I mean,
we really want to plug We Care Uniting and we need storage as well. That's another massive, massive thing at the moment, is that we are very limited with our storage.
Okay.
So if there's anyone out there that can help us with storing these items, because we've got prams, cots.
So is this all the stuff you're, like, helping ladies out with, Joe? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. Mondays is... On this coming Monday, we do have a morning tea as well at the church, and we're asking people if they want to come down for a morning tea, and we're just going to sort out some ladies' personal items.
All right. Well, we'll put the details... We'll get the details off you, Joe, off air, and we'll put it on our social media accounts, because it's a bit easier for people to follow there. So we will get that stuff off you, but Bree and Rach are getting behind the cause, and...
I love you, girls. Come on, Gaundy, you can do it.
Hey, I'll grow the hair anyway.
Joe,
I'm already doing it.
Joe, we've got more hair than Gaundy,
I'm pretty hairless, Joe.
Bald.
I wish I could grow a beard. I got good hair on my head, but just...
He's bald from the eyebrows down, Joe.
What about some chest hair?
No, I've got no chance of that, Joe.
There is nothing.
Joe, when I go to the gym, I have to wear a T-shirt, because if someone sees the lack of underarm hair I have, I cop it. I'm just hairless. I don't know what it is. Anyway, Joe, more than happy to be the ambassador for the Hairy Canaries anyway, so help out that
fantastic.
Way.
Fantastic. That's the best news. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
We'll be in touch, Joe, and I will do some updates throughout the month of February.
Exactly, and thanks for getting in contact with us as well, Joe. We appreciate it. 13, 12, 16, do give us a call if you'd like to be involved in any way, and we can put you in touch with the right people.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
It's an exciting weekend for women's sport and sport in general, Bree.
Massive. This is history for women's sport in this country.
It's the inaugural season. It's the debut season of the Women's AFL League.
It kicks off today.
Today, yeah. First game today. Let me just have a look here. Collingwood, Carlton tonight at 7:40.
And even bigger, it's being broadcast on Channel 7.
I'm going to watch that.
It's going to be awesome.
Watch that and then watch the Mundane and Green fight. You know, move straight into that.
Night set.
But local lady from YE, her name's Beck Beeson. She plays for GWS. They're flying out today to take on Adelaide tomorrow. She joins us on the show right now. Morning, Beck.
Morning, Beck.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
We're
very well.
Are we your favourite breakfast show on the Central Coast, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up listening to CFM, so.
Oh, definitely. Fully endorsed.
I thought you were going to say us, and I was going to say, we've only been here a year and a bit, so. Hey, Beck.
No, make sure.
Hey, Beck.
Patty and CL.
Shout out to Patty and CL days. What about Byron and Christy? Did you catch any of the Byron and Christy show?
No, I don't think I quite got them.
Patty
and CL.
Yeah, represent. Oh, that's harsh. Hey, Beck, exciting weekend. I mean, women's AFL, did you think when you were playing in your junior days and in the lead up to this now that you'd ever play professional AFL football at the highest level?
Yeah, definitely not. It's come about so quickly. It only kind of just established itself about a year ago that it was happening. I never really thought about it. I grew up playing soccer on the Central Coast.
I was going to say, Beck, did you always play AFL or was it soccer? Yeah, because a lot of my friends who are actually playing, I've got a few mates in the Brisbane Lions team, and they always played soccer and then switched to the AFL. At what point did you stop playing soccer and started playing AFL?
Yep, so when I was 12, my family moved to Perth for a few years, and obviously in Western Australia, it's AFL mad. Rugby league doesn't even really register in Western Australia, so... Yeah, I picked it up then, but before that on the Central Coast, it was pretty much just soccer. There wasn't really, when I was a bit younger, there wasn't any AFL comps for girls or for women. Mm-hmm. But now that there is, so that's very exciting for young girls wanting to play the game and coming through the ranks that, you know, they have a pathway to follow.
Do you feel like a bit of a role model to young girls who are, you know, starting out their sporting dreams? And I mean, it's a sport that you can now physically play at a professional level. Do you feel like a bit of a role model?
Yeah, I guess so. And we, the coaches and the staff have reminded us of that. And I guess we do have a responsibility for young girls coming through that they can look up to us and they can also believe that they can play professional sport if they choose to and they work hard. So, yeah, I guess our team and the girls playing in the AFLW this year are good role models for the girls coming through.
How's the GWS girls shaping up this season? Do you reckon you can take out the Premiers. Title this year?
Come on, we got it.
The first ever one. It'd be good to take it back to Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's what we've been training for and working towards. So, yeah, that's definitely the goal in sight. But we also know that we have many challenges that we need to face and we're a developing young team. So, yeah, we'll definitely be competitive and, you know, the goal is to win the comp, but I think we'll be stronger in the future.
We're chatting to local girl.
Maybe twice in a year or two.
We're chatting to local girl Beck Beeson, who's playing in the AFL Women's League, which kicks off this weekend.
It's being broadcast tonight on Channel 7.
It is. And yep. Beck, I mean, it's a shorter season, right? So the grand final happens just before the men's AFL kicks in, which is good timing because I feel like people are hungry for sport and they'll tune in to watch you ladies and hopefully see how, you know, how good of a skill level it is and then be hooked on the game and the, you know, you guys in particular.
Yeah, so the season only goes for 2 months, so from February to March, which is... It's a really good time slot because there's not really anything going on with sport at the moment. Like the tennis is finished. There's a bit of cricket, but there's not really anything happening in Australia. And obviously the NRL and the AFL men's competitions haven't started yet. So I think it's a perfect time slot for sports fans if they're keen to watch something to tune in and hopefully they fall in love with the women's game as well.
Beck, I got to ask, you played soccer on the Central Coast. I myself play soccer here. What club did you play for?
I played about 8 seasons for the Doylestown Wolves.
Oh, no. Doylestown. We hate Doylestown.
Did you play Doylestown?
No.
No, you don't play Doylestown.
We don't play that team. I don't think I'm good enough. I play for the Carry On Cougars.
Go the Cougs.
Oh, there you go.
Cougars.
I was a Wolf.
Oh, we didn't even make the finals last season. So.
Hey, look, please, talking about training up for women's AFL and maybe you might be able to make it.
I'm going
to
follow
next.
In your footsteps. Yeah. You've inspired me.
You're a trailblazer, Beck. We can't wait to see how you go tomorrow. You're playing Adelaide tomorrow and you're flying out today. The game is at 5:05 p.m. Is it broadcast on TV? Can we watch it?
Yep. So it's being broadcast on Fox Sports. But if you don't have Fox Sports, then you can stream it live on the AFL website.
Beautiful, beautiful. Beck, all the best and hopefully get a win this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Do you want to hear this audio? Have you heard the audio of Donald Trump and Arnold Schwarzenegger going head-to-head?
No, I haven't heard it.
So Donald Trump brought up Arnold Schwarzenegger in the US prayer That's what Dean told us this morning, right? It's this big prayer.
And he said, let's pray
for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And the ratings of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, so I've got that audio here. And then now, in the last hour or so, Arnold Schwarzenegger's done a bit of a reply to Donald Trump. And I've got that here too. Have a listen.
But we had tremendous success on The Apprentice. And when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings, okay?
Hey, Donald, I have a great idea. Why don't we switch jobs? You take over TV, because you're such an expert in ratings, and I take over your job. And then people can finally sleep comfortably again.
Hmm? Oh, shot fired by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Boom from the big man.
He's got a good point.
Didn't he have a crack at politics, though? And
he was governor.
Did he go well at
California, wasn't he?
Was he good at being governor?
I think he went okay.
Why didn't he run for president? Could have voted for Arnold.
Hey, there's still time. There's always 2020.
I wouldn't mess with the Terminator if I was Donald Trump, you know what I mean? I wouldn't mess with that guy.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Yeah.
But how's Donald Trump just bringing up in the...
I like how you're shocked by that. It's Donald Trump.
Yeah, you're right. I keep
nothing shocks me. Nothing shocks me anymore. I'm just like, yeah.
You are pretty blasé about it. I still go, how's he doing this stuff?
I'm already yeah. over. It's been, what, a week and a bit?
What?
3 weeks?
3 weeks, 2 weeks. Yeah.
And I'm already over how much my news feed is just full flooded with Donald Trump.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Bree and Gaunzi. We clear app rap.
It's great to have Jack here. Hello, Jack.
In the studio.
Yeah, you're here too, which is great.
About time you came to visit.
In-person appearance for once.
Jack the rapper actually did some house sitting for me while I was in Melbourne, so he lived in my house for 4 days.
Took care of the famous patch.
The famous patch. The patchular.
People
know the patchular. I've got one question.
Yes.
Did your girlfriend come round?
Yes.
Did you sleep in Gaunty's and Jamie's bed?
No.
Oh, you guys do any fondling?
Oh, come on!
I just want to know.
Come on, leave him alone.
I sleep in that bed.
Just Netflix. Netflix, no chill.
Netflix, no chill. Mate, no, thanks for doing that. I appreciate that. But let's talk about what we're going to put in the weekly wrap this
week.
What
topics are we wrapping up in the weekly wrap this week?
Australian Open was huge.
Yes.
Mm. The big finals, are they both in
finals,
there?
Finals, both, yes. The Williams sisters and Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer.
They were massive. Oh, what about Ray?
Ray.
Oh,
what
the
cutie.
Fishing guy was just wanting a fishing buddy on Gumtree.
Good on him for the overwhelming response.
We had him on the show this week.
Saw that.
Nice guy, and he was on his fishing trip this weekend, so all the best to Ray, of course. Jay-Z and Beyonce, twins.
Yes.
That's huge.
Biggest news of 2017 so far.
Doesn't matter what else happens this year, that's it. Just
lock
that in.
Made.
And back to school for a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone.
There's tons of stuff in there.
For everyone. Yeah. And what's this helmet thing on Bondi Beach?
Yeah,
what's that about?
All joggers have to wear helmets now.
Joggers have to wear helmets.
They're jogging on Bondi Beach, they have to wear helmets.
Yeah, there's two other beaches as well.
No, I don't know. What's going on?
They're just trying to stitch some people up, surely.
Next, they'll have to wear helmets at pubs in case drunk people fall over. Yeah. I mean,
no,
that's
a good idea.
That makes more sense,
that's
doesn't
a good idea,
it?
Yeah.
All right, what's the beat this morning? What are we going with?
Nelly, Ride With Me.
Oh,
yeah, that's a tune.
I like it. Here he is, Jack the Rapper, accountant most of the time, but rapper with us here at CFM. Let's hear it.
No more Donald Trump, that's all I want to say. I'm over talking about you and giving you my time of day. I try not to delay. Friday's the entree, the main on Saturday. Wait, let me segue, hey? How about this heat on those old Sydney trains? Up to 51 degrees and probably filled with delays. Wait, I hope you weren't heading to Bondi Beach. Or joggers must wear a helmet, what a comical treat. Reminiscing of the schools, no had no play. School's back, that's a fact, no more holidays. Let's go back to the plague, Australian Open display. The Williams sisters, Nadal and Federer and array of rallies and great plays, but all in all, in the end, Federer, Serena took the win, and I commend on the performance. Old mates performance, looking for a fishing buddy, truly warming with the loves, the calls, the strength in numbers in response to the post that was posted, overwhelming and beyond. And Beyonce surprised the world yesterday by announcing she's pregnant with twins. Congrats, babe, that's a weekly rap. Bitter news to start your day, wishing you a happy week and see what the world displays. And I'm Jack the Rapper, every week another treat while you're sitting and bopping your head to this beat. Come on,
there he is.
Jack the Rapper.
Whoa, Jackie boy.
Thank you.
You are on fire in 2017, my friend.
I have to step up my game because I might get cut. So...
Oh, well, there
yeah, well, that's always on the table.
Yeah.
Some segments that didn't make it.
My
from
mum
last
did
year.
Rap on the show once, and she was quite good. So
it could be the weekly rap rap with Mama Die.
Now that would be horrific.
Jack, thanks for coming in, mate. We always appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're about to get out of here.
I've got places to be. It's my birthday today.
Exactly.
So I've got to go have that birthday cake.
Of course, you've got to be there for that.
You organised that for me, Producer H, you sweetheart.
I think it's meant to be a surprise that you're not meant to know about.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway.
I found out.
So that's been real. That's been wrecked. Just act surprised when they have it. Now, happy birthday.
Turning
for Feb
21,
3rd.
Which is good.
That's great.
For the seventh year in a row.
Yeah. look, have a great weekend, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning from 7.
Oh, yes,
new
we will
Saturday
be
show.
Here tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
Tomorrow morning from 7, and we've roped in 38 other radio stations to listen to us as well.
So we're going
to
be broadcasting around the country right
morning.
From here on the Central Coast.
It's a first for Central Coast Radio too. So it's the first time a Central Coast radio show has been put out to the whole of Australia. So we're excited about that, and you get to be a part of it on the coast. Tomorrow morning from 7, we'll catch you then. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.